Let's begin, guys. Okay. All right. Happy Yom HaTzmud. Let's begin. I want to continue now, and we got to do the Mahalach here about Pesik Reisha. Sunday we'll continue in the Gemara, the Zod Hashem. And Monday we have that lunch here from 12 to 1. And then we have the Shabbaton May 5th.
Where is the lunch?
Right here in this room, 12 to 1. Okay? Yes.
In here?
Yes.
What are we getting?
Pizza.
Pizza. Okay, we said yesterday in Shir, the Gemara asked that there's a machlokes in Tanoim whether you're allowed to minimize the grapes or not. Yes? There's a machlokes in Tanoim whether you're allowed to minimize the grapes or not. Nematin or not. We had a machlokes in Tanoim. Tanakam says no. It's quoting for those with Shimon, you're allowed to. What the Gemara's kasha? Vamasakin Monim. We said that's a machlokes shonim whether it's the yiraisa or the rabbanon. Rashi Taisa said it was the rabbanon as a shlus. The Meiri and the Mordechai B'Shem the Rivaz said it was an issue of the yiraisa. We were medayik from the Rambam and the Mechara Kim Misak and Masvid the rabbanon. Even though the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos is also a kli is a told of makan pat. Here's not a kli. We said okay. So Gemara asked a great kasha. Gemara says no. I'm taking off the berries for eating. So what? The Gemara asks. Well, what's the Gemara's answer? You're taking off for eating. If you're taking off for eating, what does that mean? It's a Davrshin Miskavin. He holds like his father, Davrshin Miskavin is Mutter. Davrshin Miskavin is a topic in Kol Torah Kula or Nichol Shabbos.
What
Kol Torah Kula, Mishnah Kilai. Correct. Davrshin Miskavin is Mutter. Gemara says it's not a Davrshin Miskavin. The bottom line, it's a Psik Reisha. It's inevitable when you take the berries off that it becomes Kasher Hadas. If it's inevitable, then it should be an Isser. So Gemara gives the answer where it's considered to be what? It's considered to be Hoshana Achrisi. Which we had three pshatim. Either like Rashi, that it's not considered to be tikkun kli. Either like Taisvus, that it's a malacha shen and tzrich legufa, which makes it a patar of a what? No, which makes it patar of a lasser. Which makes it's what? And the reason why it's a mitzvah, and because the mitzvah makes a mutl legamri. And this is the rabbanim baka mitzvah makes a mutl legamri. And the third pshat was who? Was the aruch, that said a psik reisha lo nichle is mutter. So I want to now build up this mahalach that we started in a psik reisha. Let's get it down, okay? The two approaches we have from Rabbi Chanan is the following. A davrshin miskaven according to Reb Shimon is what? Is mutter legamri, yes? What does a psik reisha do? Psik reisha does the following. If it's inevitable, then when I drag the bench, it's on a soft ground, that a hole's going to be made, then it's usser. Bless you. That's the din of a davrshin, that's the din of psik reisha. Psik reisha is under a davrshin miskaven. So we said there are one or two approaches when it comes to a psik reisha. Rabbi Chanan writes, the first approach is that there are two what? The first approach that we wanted to say is that there are two stages. You drag the bench, the second stage is you make a hole. You drag the bench, and you drag the bench, and the second stage is you make a hole. So what does that mean? So what it means is as follows. And Matthew asked me this in Seder. I want you to know this. When the guy drags the bench, he has no intention on making the hole when it's 50-50. That's a Darvashin Miskavit. However, when it's inevitable, when it's a soft round, that's what we call a Psik Reisha. And a Psik Reisha is Usser. We assume a classic Psik Reisha, as Adam asked me yesterday, is always Nicholai. Whenever you call a Psik Reisha, we assume it's Nicholai. Why is it Usser? It's Usser because we make it into a Davar HaMiskavit. That's the first shot in Rabbi Chanan. It's a Davar HaMiskavit. It's called a Davar HaMiskavit. Because Al Pidin, it's inevitable, so we assume he had kavana. It's inevitable a hole's going to make. So therefore, unless you despise it, we assume he had kavana. That's why a psik reisha becomes aser if it's nikolay. That's the first approach. The second approach is that it's considered to be a maisa echad. You've morphed the two stages into one maisa, and therefore, if it's a psik reisha, it's a davar amalocha atzricha legufa, and you are chayiv. We view it as all, since it's inevitable, as if it's all one mysa. You drag the bench, made the hole, it's all one thing, so it's considered to be one mysa. Now, the first nafkamina I want you to get today is the machlokas between Tosfos, which was on our daf, and the Aruch. This is the first nafkamina, okay? The first nafkamina, Tosfos and the Aruch. Tosfos writes that a psik reisha, the lo nicholei, what's the lo nicholei means? You despise the result, is usser min rabbanan. What does the Aruch say? It's mutl legamri. Okay? What's the machloikis? Exactly this. If you hold that a psik reisha is like a davar hamiskaven, if you hold it to davar hamiskaven, that's inevitable. But if I despise that inevitability, then it's a davar shenim miskaven. I go back to being a davar shenim miskaven. And a davar shenim miskaven is mutter. So therefore, the arach holds number one. The arach holds number one. Davar hamiskaven. So the arach holds that. And Tosfos holds that a psik reisha d'nol nichalei becomes a malacha she'en etzrich legufa, which is patra vlasser, because it's morphed into one. So lemaisa, the maisa echad theory is held by Tosfos. Okay? That's gufa the machloek stin Tosfos in the arach. You must get this. Okay? Please get this. It's gufa the machloek, the two approaches of psik reisha are what exactly the mechanics why a psik reisha becomes aser. And that'll lead us to be masber. Why a psik reisha l'nichalei? Is it asur mirabanan or is it muta legamri? Okay, so that's the first nafkamina I want you to get. Okay, you got that? All right. Also, we must mention number two. When the arach said a psik reisha l'nichalei is mutter, did he mean it in kol Torah kula or did he mean it only in hilchos Shabbos? Please get that. So there's a steer in the rush. Please get it down. I gave it to you in the Mar Makomos. The Rush in Perik Yud Beis, the 12th Perik in Shabbos Simon Aleph says, it's Mutter and Kola Torah Kula. That the Aruch says, Psik Reish L'Nichalei is Mutter and Kola Torah Kula. However, the Rush in Perik Shemona Shratzim, which is in another Perik in Meshach Shabbos, Simon Tes, says it's Mutter only in Shabbos, because it's a lack of Melech Machshavis. It's a lack of Melech Machshavis. Now, there is a Gemara, that seems to prove that it's a din of kol Torah kula. Which Gemara? The Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara in Zvachim at Sadi Aleph and Bey says you're allowed to sprinkle wine on the fires of the Mizbeach. And it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because that's a psik reisha lo nichalei. It's allowed to extinguish the flame on the Mizbeach. So it's a psik reisha. I'm sprinkling the wine because it's a mitzvah nisach hamayim. Nisachayan. On the other hand, there's a lav to what? There's a lav to extinguish it. It's a psik reisha lo nichalei, so I'm not over the lav. So you see, is that Hilchos Shabbos or Kol Torah Kula? Is that Hilchos Shabbos or Kol Torah Kula? It's Kol Torah Kula. So you see from that Gemara that Psik Reish Lo Nichalei is Mutter and Kol Torah Kula. That's the riot. That you see Beferish Lamaisa, and Taisus and Yuma claims that Psik Reish Lo Nichalei is an Issa Midiraisa. Okay? So I want you to get this down. How many Shitas do we write so far? Gemara Mzvachim says, if you're Mezalef Yayin, Al Gavia Ishim, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because it's the psik reisha lo nichalei. That's what the raya is of the Gemara, that the din of psik reisha lo nichalei is mutter and kol Torah kula. That fits very well with the arach. Now, we have two shitas here. What were the two shitas? Tosus and arach. I want you to get down, there's a third shita. Tosus and Yuma, the Yuma, writes an unbelievable thing. Tyson Yuma says, Psik Reisha, Delo Nichalei, Psik Reisha, Delo Nichalei is an Isser Diaraisa. Isser Midiaraisa. Amazing. So if I ask you, how many shitas are there by Psik Reisha, Delo Nichalei, what's the answer? Three. The Aruch says, Mutta Legamri. Tyson says, Nisid Rabbana Vayas. Tyson Yuma says, Nisid Diaraisa. So if you hold, again, one question is, did the Aruch say Psik Reisha L'Nichalei is Mutter only in Hilchos Shabbos or Kol Torah Kula? It's a steer in the rush. But if you say that Psik Reisha L'Nichalei is an Issa D'Araisa, how are you going to be Masmid this Gemara in Maseches Zvachim? That it says, Mezafen Yayin Agabi Yishim is Mutter. How are you going to be Masmid this Din? So let's get it down. One sec, Matthew. The answer is as follows. If you look in Rashi and Zvachim there, the answer is that a psik reisha, the answer is that a psik reisha in that case is not a psik reisha. The Gemara never says they're black and white, that's a psik reisha, it says it's mutter. Why is it not a psik reisha? Says Rashi the following chiddush, I want you to get this. A psik reisha is that it's inevitable because it's the only way lemais it can be done. The only reason why in that case you extinguish the flame is because you use big drops of wine. If you would use little drops, then Lamaisu would not extinguish the flame. So therefore, I want you to get this down. Even when you use big drops, we do not deem it as a psik ratio. A psik ratio means that it's, this is the only way it could be done. But if I can do the maisa in a different way, that's not called a psik ratio. And therefore, la maisa, therefore, anyone who holds that a psik ratio lo nichle is asim in rabbanon, like who? Our Tysus. Or anyone who holds that a psik ratio lo nichle is in nisi diraisa, like what? Tyson Yuma. How are they going to get a God in that Gemara and Zvachim? Because it's not a psik ratio. Why is it not a psik ratio? Because it can be done in a manner with little drops that won't extinguish the flame. And what's the theory? The theory is, Matthew, let's get it down. What's the theory? The theory is, if you take Rabbi Khanan's second approach, that's the morphing theory. It's the tziruf theory, where you mitzarif both stages into one. You cannot mitzarif them into one if you can do it in a different way. So therefore, lamaisa, we don't view that as upset because there's a prevention to the tziruf. You don't morph it into one action because I don't have to do it in that way. So therefore, it's mutter because why? It's a davar shenei miskaven. I didn't intend on that happening. But why is it a davar shenei miskaven? Should be a psik ratio. No, it's not a psik ratio because a psik ratio means that this is the only way it can be done. It can be done in a different manner. I could have done it when? With small drops. That takes away the din of a psik ratio. But if you hold like Rashi, he's saying which theory? The morphing theory. The other Rishonim say what? You don't look about and all, oh, since I could have done it another way. Who cares about that? Right now, which way are you doing it? You're doing it with big drops. So I hold that first Mahalach, that it's two stages. The bottom line is, that it remains two stages. And if it's inevitable, it will be a psik ratio. Why is it mutter? It's a psik ratio. Lo nichle is mutter. So that's the second afkimin I want you to get. Okay? This is the second nafkumi. This is Rashi, Mazal, Rashi and Zvachim there. Okay? So this is what, this is again, utilizing what these two theories. Okay? You got it, Chlor? Matthew, you got it? That's the theory. You're not going to say the tziruf, if there's a prevention, the tziruf. The prevention is I could use big drops. Yes, Matthew, real quick.
Can you say,
you don't say asadokalotase because it's not what? Can be done in a different manner. Remember?
That also.
The Gemara in Yevamah Stavchav says if it's the only way you can do it, then you say asadokalotase. If I can do it in a different manner, I don't say asadokalotase. I don't have to do it with big drops. Okay? Very good. So that's the Aruch himself, please get this, in the entry of Savar, does not mention the Gemara in Zvachim. In the entry of Savar, he does not mention the Gemara in Zvachim, meaning that it's only mutter when? In Hilchos Shabbos. He doesn't mention Kol Torah Kula. However, and that's what the Agos HaGrip says in Masech HaShabbos too as well. But the Aruch in the entry Psak, what does he say B'Shem Rebbe Kiva? He says B'Shem Rebbe Kiva, and we don't have the Girsa Rebbe Kiva, but the Gemara in Shabbos talk about Katzitza Baharis. What's the din of Katzitza Baharis? Ketzitza Baharis, what's the halach of Ketzitza Baharis? Ketzitza Baharis is Shabbos or Kol HaTorah Kula? The issue of cutting off the scab. That's Kol HaTorah Kula. That's this week's Parsha. About Tzaras. So you see the Aruch himself, in one entry, quotes what? Quotes, seems to present it that Psik Ratio Lichle is only Mutter when in Hilchos Shabbos. And another entry, he seems to say it's a Din of Kol HaTorah Kula. So the actual steer and rush is echoed by two different entries in the Aruch. Okay? So that's the nafkamina I wanted you to get. Okay, so we got two nafkaminas so far. We were embossed with Machlokes Tysus and the Aruch straight up. It's also a third sheet to Tysus and Yuma that says the psik ratio lichle is nisi d'oraisa. What's the second nafkamina? Whether what?
Whether
it's said in Kol HaTorah Kula Mazal for the Gamish. How do you get out of that Gemara? If you get out, how do you get out of that Gemara? It seems to be that is a psik ratio lichle, it's mutter. That's why it says mutter. No, it's not. I can easily ding zach on that. I hold psik ratio is innocent to Rabban and how do you get out of that Gemara? Rashi and Zvachim. Because a psik ratio is, if it's the only way it can be done. If it can be done in a different manner, it's not a psik ratio. That's only if you utilize which theory? The tziruf theory. That there's a prevention to the tziruf. But if I use the first approach, that there are two stages, I don't care about what I could have done. Theoretically, what I'm doing now is two different stages. And it's inevitable if I use big drops, it's going to go out. So why is it mutter? Psik ratio lichle is mutter. So these two approaches hinge upon that riot. Okay, let's continue now. Number three. Let's get this. Tzvi, let's go. Come on, let's get this down. Schus for foolish lame, your grandfather. We'll give him the Mahalakh of psik ratio. Number three. What's the story about a psuffic psik ratio? What do I mean by a suffix secretion? There's a box. What'd you say? No. Good question. Darshan Miskaven is what? I drag the bench. I want the bench over there. But it's 50-50 whether there's going to be a hole. I have no kavanah to make a hole. Like Matthew asked, if you have kavanah the hole, you're done. That's a Darshan Miskaven. Darshan Miskaven is I have no kavanah for a hole to be made. You got to know that. I drag the bench. It's 50-50 with the hole. I don't want the hole, though. If it's inevitable to hold, that's obscuration. But if you want the hole, there's nothing to talk about. That's a Darshan Miskaven. Okay. I have a box. I'm going to what? I'm going to close the box. But I don't know whether there's a fly in the box. By closing the box, and if there is a fly in the box, I'm over tzad. I'm over this from a lock of hunting. But I don't know if there's a fly in the box. It's a suffix secretion. The Taz writes in the Rechaim Simon Shin Tet Zayin Sifkat Gimel in Ochel Shabbos that a suffix secretion is mutter. Suffix Sik Resha is mutter. A suffix Sik Resha is mutter. The Taz. A suffix Sik Resha is mutter.
Is a suffix Sik Resha like you're not sure if something inevitable will happen, but if it happens, it's inevitable?
No, we don't. Again, think about the case. You don't know whether there's a fly in there or not. So if there is a fly, it's slam dunk. I'm over. I did an issue. But I don't know if there's a fly in there. So is it mutter or not? So the Taz writes that it's mutter. Okay? However, if you look in the Ramah, in Yordea, Simen Pei Zayin Sivvav, he paskins, Halacha L'maisa, he paskins that it's usher to stoke fires under a pot of goyim. If goyim owned a pot, I assume they cook basar b'cholov in there, and there's residue in the bottom. So if you stoke the flames and use a goyish pot, it could very well be you're over the Isra Bishul of Basar B'cholov. But I don't know if there's residue or not. That's a suffix secretion. And what does the Ramah write? The Ramah writes it's usher to do. And Rabbi Kiveger's Masbir, because a suffix secretion according to the Ramah, if there is absorptions of Basar B'cholov, it is usher. So what you have here is a machlokes between the Taz and the Ramah. The Taz says usher, and Rabbi Kiveger's Masbir that the Ramah says mutter. You follow what I'm saying?
The Ramah says
usher. I'm sorry. The Taz says mutter, and the Ramah says usher. Correct. The Ramah says it's usher. That's how Rabbi Kiveger's Masbir. So what is this machloikis all about? Machloikis is all about in the following vein. If you hold, and the Ramban, the Ber Halacha and Siman Shin Tet Zayin Damascus Lachen Yesh Lazar, claims that a suffix secretion is mutter. Filu ha-suffix l'sha'over. So the Taz is supported by the Ramban. So what's the machlekes? The machlekes is like this. If you hold that a suffix secretion is mutter, I hold the first approach. That there are two stages. And the only time that I say a secretion makes something usher is when it's 100% sure that what? That it's going to happen. Then I say it's inevitable a hole's going to be made and it's usher. But if you have a suffix, then you cannot make that assumption automati that what? That he has kavanah. And therefore your result will be that a suffix secretion remains mutter. However, if you hold that a suffix secretion is usher, then what you hold is the following. That despite the fact that it's a suffix, whether the fly's in there or not, or despite the fact I'm not sure whether there's residue of a basar b'cholov, I morph the two stages together. So since I morph the two stages together, what's the din? What's the din, Avram? I view it as if it's all one act, and therefore it's a malacha what? I want to close the box, and therefore it's going to be a malacha atzricha legufa, it will be usher. So therefore, if you take the approach that we do tziruf, the tziruf means the combination, where you what? You merge it together. If you merge it together, even in a case where it's a suffix, I'll merge it together. And therefore, it will be taka what? It will be taka asr. If it remains two different stages, then I won't say automatically you have kavanah, because it's a suffix. And that's what the Taz and the Ramban say. That's why they say the suffix secretion is mutter. So that's a third nafkaminim, that we're viewing these two approaches. Yes, Tani?
According to the Taz, if you find out that there is a fly in there, will you be over among them?
Yes, you'd have to bring a chattas. Well said. If you found out later, you have to bring a chattas, a sin offering. Correct. You did it b'shogeg. Well said. But lamais, if you never found out, lamais, you never will find out, it's mutter. Okay? Yes, Yehuda.
Couldn't you make a case that these cases are very different, though? Because in one of them, if you're closing the box, you want to close the box. That's a completely separate thing. There's potentially a fly in there would be just a separate thing. However, for the flame...
Why do you say it's separate? I'm hunting it. It's right. Captured now.
But your intention was never...
Doesn't make a difference. Descriptively, in Metzius, though, it's captured.
Metzius, but... The difference is you had a benefit.
Also, when you cook the pot, I don't want to cook the residue. I want to cook my kosher meat in there. It's the same thing.
Right, but you're not allowed to cook anything. You wouldn't be allowed to cook your food in the not kosher pot anyway.
It doesn't make a difference, Lamaisa. The fact of the matter is we're talking about focusing on Isra of cooking Basa B'cholov. Did I actually capture the fly? Did I actually cook Basa B'cholov? It's the same Shiloh. So that's what the Taz and the Ramban say, that a Suffolk secret is considered to be mutter. Let's write the Ramban too as well. Ramban says mutter. We have the shita of the Ramban with the Taz, okay? On one hand. So that's another nafkamin, okay? Let's take this now a step further. Let's get to the Rashba. Let's get this down, Steve. Please, let's get this. The Rashba has a stunning chiddush. What's the stunning chiddush of the Rashba? The Rashba and Shabbos, let's get it. Kuf Zayin, I'm after Maska Af Anan. The Rashba and Shabbos of Kuf Zayin Maschal Ana is a Chiddush Nifla. What's the Chiddush Nifla? Says in the name. It says in the Yerushalmi.
Is this another Nafkamina or a century?
Yes, number four. Let's go. Number four. The Ran has a stunning Chiddush, very very big Chiddush. What does the Ran say? The Ran says, if I want to enclose my gate, I want to close up my farm in my backyard. Why don't I want to do it? For security purpose. I don't want people roaming around stealing. But let's say there's a deer that happens to be inside of there. So there are two results. Totsos heter and totsos iser. The Rashba says if I have two results, totsos an outcome, heter, the totsos iser. What's the totsos heter? That's I'm closing my gate for security purpose. What's the totsos iser?
Trapping
the deer. You know what the Rashba interprets Yerushalmi? That it's mutter. Unbelievable, Rashba.
What about the Ran?
The Ran asks, it's crazy. Should be psik ratio. The Ran says, that can't be the pshat in Yerushalmi. Laman chesem al tapi rif. He says, that's a psik ratio. There's no way that it should be mutter. You're closing it automatically. It's inevitable. Why is that mutter? The Ran says, that can't be the pshat in Yerushalmi. You know what the Ran says? All the Yerushalmi was saying, after the deer was locked in, you're not mechuyev to open your house in order to let it out. That's what the Yerushalmi was saying. The Yerushalmi was saying, once it was closed already, you're not mechuyev to open it up to let it out. Okay? But the Yerushalmi was not saying this chiddush that the Rashba says. Phenomenal chiddush. The Ran says this Rashba is a pella. The Ran says it's a din of what? It's a din of psikration. It's a psikration. You want it closed. I don't care whether there's an element of what. There's an element of heter. The bottom line is when you close it up, there was a deer in there. Why is that not a problem of secretion? It's a bomb kasha. So what's the terrence? So the terrence might be the following. Says the Shulchan Gimburin in Os Gimel. He says, I'll tell you what the pshat is. I'll tell you what the pshat is. He says, you know what? A secretion is only when there's a what? You drag a bench, and the only thing that emerges is what? One result, and that result is an isser. You throw another element in of heter, it's mutter. That's not a secretion. You throw an element of heter in there, bless you, it's not a secretion. And what's the element of heter, Akiva? The element of heter is that there's a what? You're closing it for security. So if you throw an element of heter in there, it's not a secretion anymore, bless you. Why is it not a secretion anymore? You know why? Because of the following theory, the tziruf theory, the combination theory, that there's no way you make a combination of the one stage and the two stage. They don't become one stage unless what? Unless it's only one otzah of an iser. If there's another otzah in there, then what? Then it's mutter. That's the theory of the Shulchan Gimburin. Shulchan Gimburin is masmer the Rashba. Okay, the Ran asks, it's a psik ratio. The Ran says it's a psik ratio. How could it be? So the Shulchan Gimburin says no. It's mutter. Because why? Again, tziruf. You don't say a tziruf when there's what? A dvar heter involved. What's a dvar heter? Because I'm closing it for security purposes too. Not just to enclose the deer. but I'm closing it for security purposes. And therefore, it blocks the tzira from happening. So this is an amazing thing. I've mentioned this before when we do a Mahalach and Lomdus, that when you utilize a svara, and you can get a dvar isser from that svara and a dvar heta from that svara, that sharpens it, that it's a real stark svara. And that's exactly what we just did. Because we used that svara before to what? What do we use that svara before? Allah l'maisa. What's a dvar nifla that emerges here? What's the dvar nifla that emerges here that we've said Allah l'maisa? And this is what? This comes out to be a dvar nifla. Because it came out by a suffix psik ratio. What do we say? We utilize the serif theory to say what? Why it's what? Why it's mutter usser. No, come on. Avram, get this down. What do we use the tzirif theory for? To say me that what it's mutter, right? What do we say the tzirif theory, Lamaisa? We said the tzirif theory to say what? What do we say the tzirif theory? To say that it was usser, right? Like you said, Yosef. The tzirif theory was to make that it's usser. That even though there was a suffix, we said what? It's considered to be mitzarif into one thing, the combination, yes? So there the result was isser. Now we're utilizing the same svar to be Mazda Rashba, who said what? Who said that it was mutter. So that's a dover nifla when you can use that same svara that will result sometimes in isser, sometimes in a heter. It shows its strength and its power. So again, what does the Shulta Geburim say? What does the Shulta Geburim say? Shulta Geburim utilizes the serif theory. And that's Mazda the Rashba, right? Why does the Ron disagree with this? Get this down, please, Avram. Just get this down while you understand it better. Whereas according to the Ron, why does the Ron not buy this? Because he uses which approach of secretion? Which approach does he work with in secretion? The two stages. And the two stages remain the same, Lamais. I don't care whether there's a Dvar Heter in there. Still have Kavana. If it's automatic, it's going to happen. It's still Usser. It's automatic. You don't have Kavana, it's automatic. So it's automatic Kavana. I don't care whether there's a Dvar Heter in there. So it becomes Usser no matter what. So you see, Beferish Lamais, that we've utilized this Svara, both Leheter and Lisser. For Suffolk Psigresha Adam, who's Leisser. For this din of what the Rashba, it's Leheter. Now, that's a fourth Nafkamina. And I want you to get this caveat down in 4a. It's possible to say that you can limit this Rashba. It's very possible to say that you can limit this Rashba. What do I mean to say that you can limit this Rashba? You can limit this Rashba to the Malach of Tzad in general. But before we say that, this issue, please get it down, this issue as to whether you have two elements, a Dvar Heter and a Dvar Isser, a Totsoas Heter, Totsoas Isser, is a machlokes between two Gemaras in the Bavli. The Gemara in Meseches Beya, Bedaf Lamed Vav, writes that if you spread a sheet over a beehive, why are you spreading a sheet over a beehive? A machatzelis. Lamed Vav Amen Alf, why are you doing that? Why are you spreading a blanket over the beehive? To protect the honey so it doesn't get what? The heat doesn't destroy it or the winter doesn't freeze it. But at the same time, when you spread the sheet over the beehive, you are capturing what? You are capturing bees. So there's a totsoas heter and a totsoas isser. To protect the honey, that's fine. But to capture the bees, it's an isser. What does the Gemara say in Be'ah? That's called a psik resha and it's usser. You look in Shabbos on Daf Mem Gimel and Aleph, quotes the same exact case and never calls it a psik resha. So you see that what? It's a steer between two Gemaras and the Bavli. When you have a Totsoas Heter and the Totsoas Isser, is that deemed as a Psik Resh or not? The Gemara in Be'ah says, yes, it is. Much like who? Like the Ron, that it's Usser. And the Gemara in Shabbos doesn't call it Psik Resh, much like the Rashba with the Shulchan Murim, that says it's completely Mutter. So this is a topic that's already argued on between two Gemaras and Shas, we're saying. But it's possible to say, and this is 4a, it's possible to say, let's write that down, under what, before we get to the 4a, let's write it out. Gemara in Be'ah will say that it's Usser. Gemara in Shabbos says that it's what? Says that it's Mutter. Okay? Now this brings us to 4a. What do I mean by 4a? Because there's a possibility to limit this whole Kiddush to the Rashba to Tzad itself. How? In the following vein. Tzad is a very unique halacha, or malacha, I should say. Normally with all the malachas, you're creative. There's a creative element. You're always creating something. And it's always action-oriented. When it comes to tzad, though, It's not the case. The Rambam writes that you can be chayv skila with a what? With a hunting dog. You can be chayv skila with a hunting dog. Even though you didn't do the maisa. You capture something with a hunting dog, you are considered to be chayv. What are you talking about? I didn't do any maisa. I just brought my dog with me to want to capture that what that deer. Where's my maisa? The answer is that Tzad doesn't need a maisa. Tzad looks at the totsah. It's a very unique malacha. And the Rambam, the Ramban says, this is crazy, this Rambam. How can you be chayv skila with Edom and Asro when you didn't know maisa? Rashi says in Shabbos, on Samach Vavim and Aleph on the Mishnah, that in order to be chayv Shabbos, you need a maisa all the time. Maisa, maisa. Samach Vavim and Aleph, Rashi says, you need a maisa. The Ramban asks on the Rambam, what are you talking about? Why with a hunting dog and chayv skila? You didn't do a maisa. The answer, says the Rambam, is you're right. Normally you need a maisa. But Tzad is the one malacha where you don't need a maisa. It's always result oriented. Did you capture this thing? Yes, you did. Memeli Rechayv Skila. So it's possible to suggest, says the Mekevus HaMishnah, one of the great Gedolei Achronim. It's possible to suggest, says the Mekevus HaMishnah, please get it, that when you what? When you deal with Tzad Avram, get it down, because it's such a unique malacha and it's outcome oriented, you need to put all your what? You need all the kavana in there, Isser. If you throw in an element of kavana, a totzol, a heter, then poof, it's no longer tzad. That's what the Mekevus HaMishnah says. So if you say it like that, then the Rashba's Chiddush is only limited to tzad. It will not what be used in the din of Kol HaTorah Kula B'Psik Reish. That we wanted to fit it in. If you all like the Mekevus HaMishnah, it's limited only to tzad. Because of the uniqueness of tzad. Because since it's outcome oriented, if you throw in a totzol of heter, then Lamaisa will not be Usser. But I shouldn't expand this Rashba to say Kol Torah Kula Lamaisa. What's it then about obsecration? Okay, that's the Chiddush. That's number one wave. So 4a is what? Limited Mitzamtzein. Mekevus HaMishnah. Mitzamtzein. Litzad. Limited to Tzad. Why limited to Tzad? Because it's what? It's Totsah oriented. It's Totsah oriented, and therefore only when there's a what? Only when there's a what? A totsos isser. You throw in a totsos enter, then what? Then lamaisa, it's not a problem. Yes, Adam?
Going back to the like the syrup theory, doesn't Rashi also, in the case in Zlachim where you're sprinkling the wine, isn't that basically the syrup? Because you're joining them together to be one action. Whether you're doing it with a lot or a little, because you can look at
that, we said that Rashi is based on the Siruf theory. Because since you're using big drops, but since in theory I can use small drops, that prevents the Siruf from happening.
So that prevents it from happening.
That's how we got out of why it's not called a psychrational nichalei. That's how we got out of it, remember?
In that case you're using it to be a mutter.
That case, it's mutter anyway, Lamaisa. The din is that it's mutter. But you're right, we're using that theory also to say that it's mutter. Well said. So you said it to be Masber what? The Rashba, why it's mutter? We said it to be Masber, the Rashi, correct? And we also said it literally got a suffix secretion.
For the Ramah.
For the Ramah, correct. Excellent. Excellent. Okay? But you understand what I'm saying? That's 4A is that you would limit it only to Tzad. 4B now. 4B. What's the Chiddush of the Avdenezer? What's the Chiddush of the Avdenezer? The Avdenezer limits Tzad in a different way. How does he limit it? He says the following. I want you to get this. It says in the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Chafam and Beis, Lotasa ko malacha ha-grama shari. You do a malacha Shabbos through an indirect action of grama, it's mutter min ha-Torah. The Ramah quotes the Mordechai, it's an Issud Rabbanan. But it's mutter min ha-Torah. So Lamaisa, the Avnenezer writes, normally, what's the din when you talk about a grama? Mutter. But Tzad, in essence, is a grama. Right? You're not actually what? You don't actually have to what? Put your hand on the thing, which actually we'll get back to. And therefore, Lamaisa, when you close it for bitachon, it's considered to be a grama. It should be what? It should be what? It should be mutter. So this is what he says. He says the following. Tzad is unique. Really, grama generally, but all malachas is mutter. Tzad, though, is an exception. Tzad, you can be over. But if you throw a dvar heter into the frame, into the picture frame of your tzad, you go back to the general din of grama and it's mutter. So when you close it for security and for what? And it happens to also enclose a deer, it's mutter. Because you threw a totsos heter in there. So this will not be a din in kol torah kol b'tzivah, limited only to tzad. The Gemara in Beis says no. The Gemara in Beis says we don't consider it to be a grama. We consider it to be often yashir, direct, and therefore it's tzad mamish. It's like when you close your house as if you're actually what? It's after you're touching, like, you know what a basis ledvar iser is? By muksa. You don't have touching the pencil, but you're touching the desk that's the pencil's on. That's an issue to touch the what? Because if you're touching the bus, that's an issue you're touching the pencil.
What?
So that's the same thing here. When you close the door in order to enclose the deer, one sec, Matthew. When you close the door in order to enclose the deer, it's like you're touching the deer itself. It's not considered to be tzad, according to the Gemara in Beis. The Gemara in Beis says it's usher. The Gemara in Shabbos says it's mutter. I'll be din. What's the lumbus why it's mutter? Because tzad is unique in the sense that what? That normally grama is mutter, but here it's usher. But if I throw it to tzos heter and it goes back to the din of grama, I, the Gemara in Beis, says it's usher because I don't view it as a grama. What do I view it as? As if you're actually touching it. The Gemara in Shabbos says I don't view it as if you're touching it. So if you threw a what? You threw a dvar heter and it's mutter. So it comes out according to the Mekevis and Mishnah, comes out according to the Avnezer, it's a din what? Running down grama, and therefore what? I'm going to limit it to Hilf Asad. So if you say like the Mekevis and Mishnah of the Nazar, this Kiddush the Rosh was limited only to Tzad. We took it as no a general din Kiddush in the din of Psikration. But it's very possible you can limit it only to Chassad. So therefore, Lamaisa, that comes out, that's why we call it 4A. Because you could limit it to Tzad. Yes, Matthew, go ahead.
If I have a pen on my desk, I'm not going to touch my desk while I'm shopping.
If it's the only thing, correct. The bus is the double rusher. It's the only thing on it.
Looks,
okay, that's different. Bus is the double rusher is on his mutter then. The bus is the double rusher is mutter. But it's only the pencil, it's usher. Okay.
What about Tzorach Makom?
It's different. Tzorach Makom and Tzorach Makom, right? Mukhs is not usher. You can't move with Tzorach Makom and Tzorach Makom. That's only Kalisha Makhl Isser. Kalisha Makhl Isser is different than Mukhs. Mukhs is usher everything with Tzorach Makom and Tzorach Makom.
You can't
move it, but the Rama says you shouldn't touch something because it might come to move it.
I thought you could kick it.
Okay? Achleik is Mr. Baruch HaZanish. Achleik is Mr. Baruch HaZanish. Okay. All right, let's go now. Let's take it further now, guys. Sarek Zeres HaKosin. Let's go. Sarek Zeres HaKosin. I want you to get this. You need a Sarek Zeres HaKosin. Here we go. You ready? This takes us to number 5. Let's go, guys. Number 5. What have we done up till now? Number 1, we did the Machlekes Tosfos and Arach straight up, based on the two approaches. Number 2, we did the Mizalf Yain Agam Yishin, how you get out of it. Number 3, Suffolk Segregation. Number 4, the Chiddush of the Rashba, it fits in our whole scheme. Then we did 4a, 4b, we limited only to Tzad, either through the Mekevus HaMishnah or the Avnezer. Number 5 now, let's go. Why is it, says the Sefer Onig Yontif, in Orachayim Simin Chav Beis, the Rashba says, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Kuflam at Gimlam at Aleph, that if you have a scab in the Makom Amila, what's the din?
It's
mutter because why? Because there's a pasuk of what? Basar. What's basar mean? It's mutter to do the Mila. The Gemara digs up a pasuk, it's mutter to do the Mila. It's this week's Parsha. It's this week's Parsha. Even if it's mutter, even if there's a scab there. Frekta only Yontif, why do you need a pasuk? According to Rashba, it's mutter. Why is it mutter according to Rashba? Because there are two elements. What are the two elements? One is the mitzvah of Mila, which is mutter. What's the other element? The Isser are cutting off a scab. So when you have an element of Isser and an element of Heter, what's the din? More Avram, write it down. What's the din if you have an element of Isser, element of Heter, according to Rashba? It's mutter. So why do you need a pasuk of Basar to say it's mutter? It's mutter anyway. That's the kasha of what the only Yontif on the Rashba. The only Yontif on the great Kedol Achram, Orachayim Simin Chav Beis. It's a bomb kasha that he asks. Let's get it.
Let's see.
So he answers like this. He says, Donnie, it's the difference of Kol HaTorah Kula and Shabbos. In Kol HaTorah Kula, what do you look at? What do you look at? You look at the result. The result is this scab cut off or not? Yes, it's usher. On Shabbos, what do you look at? Melechus Machshevus, you look at the Maisa, how it was done. And therefore, the Maisa, by Ketitza Baharis, since it's a Kol HaTorah Kula, can you look at the end of the day, it was cut off, I would think it's usher. If it wasn't for the pasuk of basar, see the Rashba's chiddush is in Hilchos what? Shabbos. In Hilchos Shabbos, advar is advar heter. Lomaisa makes it mutter. Because in Hilchos Shabbos, I look at the what pula. I look at the action. But in Kol HaTorah Kula, I look at the outcome. And if the outcome is that scab is cut off, it should be usher. Therefore, I need a buster to make it mutter. This is ma'od doma to the egle tal. You know the egle tal?
Yeah.
The Avdei Nezer wrote a sefer on Malach, it's called egle tal. He quotes a famous Ramah, I don't know how famous it is, and Ilchus Gittin, get it down, Simikufchav Gimel Sifal. What happened if the sofer, a guy writes up a get, a sofer, he's a righty, but he wrote the get in the left hand. Is it a kosher get or not?
No.
Yes, it's kosher. The Beis Shmuel says, I don't understand. Why is it kosher? He says, I'll tell you why. Because by Shabbos, if you're a righty and you write with your left hand, that's Malach Smachshev, it's a chesaron. The pu'ul is strange, therefore it's putter. But when you talk about Kol HaTorakul, all I care about is the letters on the get. I don't care how you wrote it. Because on Kol HaTorakul, you look at the Totsah. In Shabbos, you look at the Maisa. You got what I'm saying? This is the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush of the Rashba. The Onei Yontif says the Rashba, on Shabbos, which you look at the Pa'ula, if you have a Totsah, says a Totsah, Seta, then it'll be Mutter. It won't be a Psikresha. But at Kol HaTorakul, you look at the end of the day. The end of the day, you're cutting off the scabs. So why is it Mutter? I have to dig up a Pasuku Basar. That's the fifth shtickle. Matthew, you got it?
What was the...
Number five.
Egle Tal. What was the...
And Dinavah Harris. What'd you say?
What was the connection to the Egle Tal that...
I was bringing out the theory between Shabbos and Kol HaTorakul.
No, but I'm saying the get on Shabbos. What's like the gets...
No. Sofer's a right that writes up a get. Stop. He writes it with his left hand. Of course it gets kosher. Why? Because Shabbos, you only look at if you're a righty, you write a lefty, the pool is strange. It's a lack of Malach Smachshev, it's a shinui. But a Kol HaTorakul, look at the end result. So too by the Beharis. You cut the scab off, I don't care what he had in mind, the meal, it should be awesome. Basar tells me that it's mutter. That's the Chiddush, the only Yontif. Yes, Danny, go ahead.
Isn't getting out of
Din and Kol HaTorakul? Yeah, get is Kol HaTorakul. So you look at the results, so that's why it's kosher.
It was written.
The get's written, so it's kosher. I don't care whether he wrote it with his left hand, as long as it's legible. It's fine. Okay. This brings us to the following now. Karav Lipsik Ration. What about the din of Karav Lipsik Ration? What do you say? Go ahead.
If you write again on Shabbos with your left hand. If you write with your left hand on Shabbos, you're not over or you are over.
If you're a righty and you write with your left hand on Shabbos, it's a Pater Abel Osir. It's a Shinui.
If you write again with your left hand on Shabbos, is it not? Would it be a Mitzvah of Avera?
I don't think so because the sinus I get is the it's a heksher lemaisu, and you know the answer. We've said it many times. You shall me when it's a din in the chefsa. Chil Shabbos esoteric external Avraham. Please. If you do kriya on Shabbos, remember it said yotze. Remember we asked that kasha with the anovim. Matthew asked it.
She
had the shar melech. You don't say mitzvah b'vera on a chil Shabbos because it's always extrinsic. Okay, let's go. Viter. Karav Lipsik Reishim. Let's go. Next one, number six. Let's go, guys. Then we got to get to Chumash. Let's go, number six. Karav Lipsik Reishim. Donnie, let's go. What's the din of Karav Lipsik Reishim? Number five is the Beharis case. Okay? Shabbos is opposed to Kol HaTorakul. You got to get that, okay? Shabbos is opposed to Kol HaTorakul. Okay, now we go to Karav Lipsik Reishim. Gemara has the following Kiddush. The Gemara says that Bir Rishon is mutter on Shabbos.
Isn't it a mitzvah on Shabbos?
Bir Rishon is a mitzvah in general. It says Ksuv is Dalav and Aleph. Okay? But there's blood that comes out, but that's a Darshin and Miskavit. So the Gemara says it's mutter. Now let's get this. The Gemara has in Ksuv on Davov the following din. The Ritva quotes it actually in Ksuv is Davheim and Beis. There's a concept called Hataya in the Gemara. That a man could be with her and have no blood come out. Hataya means from the side. They would make sure there's no blood. So the Ritva quotes B'Shem Rashi and Ham and Beis, please get it down, that since there's a possibility to do Hataya, it's not called a psikration. Because any time you can do something where you can do it in a manner there won't be an Isser, even though it's a far-off situation, it's not called a psikration. Psikration says the Ritva means it must be only one way. And what's the svara? I'm writing it down, number six. Karov Lipsik Reishim.
Wait, the Isser's blood?
What's it then? Karov.
Who says this?
Ritva. The Ritva in Ksuvus on Ham and Al Ham and Bay says B'Shem Rashi. Karov Lipsik Reishim. A guy theoretically could do a taya, but it's usually never done. So what's the din? So the Ritva says that's not a psikration. What's the svara? The svara is the following. that it's two stages, like the first approach. And therefore what? The only time that we say, the only time that we say it's automatic is when what? When it's 100%. Even if there's 1% that it can't happen, then we don't say it's automatic yet, Kavana. We don't say it's automatic yet, Kavana. Okay? That's the sheet of the Ritva B'Shem Rashi.
Here, what would it need to be 100% for it to be a secret?
That there always is going to be blood. And since there's a possibility of a tie that there won't be blood, then it's not called a secretion. However, Tosis, Ingsub, Isvavim, and Bezer Maska, Rov Bikin, argues. He says, as long as it's Rov that there's blood, I don't care about this. I use the Tziruf theory. As long as there's a Rov, I use the Tziruf theory. And therefore, they use the Tziruf theory. It's called a Psik Resha. And therefore, it is what? It is Usser. And therefore, it is Usser. Okay? So again, Karav L'Psik Resha, Ritva, B'Shem Rashi, Mutter, based on what? Shnei Shlovim, that's the first approach. And Tosfos says, Usser, based on Tziruf theory. You got that? You got that? Matthew, clear?
What's the Isser here?
The Isser is doing Chabura, causing blood to come out on Shabbos.
That's the only Isser we're worried
That's
about?
That's the Isser, yes. You got that? What is it? Now, there's a steer in Rashi's now. What's a steer? Because what do we say Rashi said in Zvachim? What do we say Rashi said in Zvachim? Because you can do the what? The little drops. Therefore, that's what theory is that? The Tziruf theory. And here we have Rashi going with what? The Shnei Shlovim theory. Steer in Rashi. Which one is it?
Both for different
times. The steer in Rashi. So what do you have to say? We have to say it's Sugyas Chalukas. The Sugyan Zvachim is Cholik on the Sugyan Tzubas. Rashi was saying that this Sugya says that it's the Tziruf theory is Vachim, and the theory over here in Tzubas is going with what? The Shnei Shlovim theory. That's one way to say it.
It's not Rashi's own opinion.
Exactly. Correct. Rashi would just say it's a machlokes in two Gemaras. But there's another possibility. I want you to get this. What's the other possibility? Let's get this. Don, are you with me? Let's get it. There's another possibility. And that is, that if you look closely, maybe you don't need a Rov Mamish. You don't need a Rov Mamish. All you need is a Suffolk, whether blood will come out or not. As long as there's a suffix that maybe you'll have blood or not, Lamaisa, that's enough. You don't need a rove. The Miri says the rove is lavdaf. You don't need a rove to create a what? A matzav of secretion. Lo tzarech rove in order to prevent the matzav of secretion. And Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal, and his Sefer in Ksubis, says Beferish, he says that the sugin Ksubis is a suffix secretion. We're not sure whether the guy's a baki batai or not. Does he know how to do it or not? So if you hold like the Ramah and Rabbi Kivager, that a Suffolk Psik Resha is Usser, then why is the Gemara Mekel? So you must say that what? You need a Rov. A Suffolk is not alone enough. But if you hold that a Suffolk Psik Resha is Mutter anyway, then you don't need a Rov. It all depends whether you hold on Suffolk Psik Resha. You got that? Again, Matthew. Do you need a Rov, Bikin, Bataya?
It wasn't Suffolk.
Vlav Dafka.
One of our Dafka means?
Yes, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Maybe you could plug it in, Lamaisa. The issue of whether you need a Rov Mamish depends upon whether you hold Suffolk Psik Resha is Mutter Usser. That's what I want you to get down. If you hold you need a Rov Mamish because I hold Suffolk Psik Resha is what? Is Usser. So I need a Rov Mamish to make it what? I need a Rov Mamish to make it, Lamaisa, that it's considered to be what? Rov Arbekinhe. Lamaisa. Rov Arbekinhe. Because if I need a Rov, and that's the Chiddush. Kozman, that there's a Rov, I don't care, Lamaisa, as long as it's a Rov, Lamaisa, Rov the happenings in such a situation, we do the Tziruf theory, and therefore Lamaisa is going to be called a Psikration. Okay? Rov times Lamaisa, and this is what it says, Rov times we don't say they're Bikinane, Lamaisa, you don't need a, they don't do a Bataya, and therefore Allah Lamaisa, he doesn't do a Taya, and there's a Psikration. Even though there's a small possibility, I don't care. But the question of whether you say what, whether you say Rov Bikinane, in order to say it's not a secretion, do you need to say Rov Bikinane, or is it enough to use Suffolk? If you hold Suffolk secretion, then they don't need a Rov, in order not to make it a secretion. What is Rov Bikinane? Rov Bikinane is that most people know how to do it, so no blood will come out. So therefore, if that's the case, then Lamaisa, I'm going on the opinion of Sovik Psik Reish is Usher. If I hold Sovik Psik Reish is Usher, then Lamaisa, I need a Rov. If I hold Sovik Psik Reish is Mutter, then I don't need to have a Rov. But there's no steer in Rashi, because Rashi will say it's a Machlekes in the Sugyas. Okay. This brings us to the following. That's number one. That's number six. Number seven. Let's get it. What about Lo Ichpas Leh? We mentioned it briefly yesterday.
You mentioned in the Sefer.
What's the din? Nikolay is I love it. Secret should the Nikolay. Secret should the low Nikolay. I despise the result. What's Lo Ichpas Leh mean?
Make a difference to me, Parv.
Doesn't make a difference, a Parv. What's the din? Steering Rashi's. Rashi in Shabbos and Kuf Gimel says, Secret should the low Ichpas Leh is Mutter. Like Lo Nikolay. Rashi and Shabbos, Ayin Hamad Avdin Maskat Fein Nicholai, says Lo Nicholai is Asr. Kuf Gimel Amad Avdin says Lo Ich Beslei is Mutter. Kuf Gimel, he says Lo Ich Beslei is Mutter. Rashi, Bedaf, Kuf Gimel says it's Mutter. And Rashi, Bedaf, Ayin Hamad Aleph says it's Asr. Steering Rashi's. Make up your mind. Is Lo Ich Beslei Nicholai or Lo? Or is it like Lo Nicholai? So the answer we want to say is the following. Generally, Lo Ichbas Leh is like Nicholai, it's Aser. But Kuf Gimel special. Why is Kuf Gimel special? Because it's talking about what Malacha there, Choresh. Now I want you to get this far. Many Malachas, most Malachas, you need Kavana. But there are certain Malachas that the Kavana is part of the very fabric of the Malacha. Meaning that if you don't have kavana, it's not even a malacha. Choresh is you need beautification. And the Rabban says, if you don't have in mind when you do choresh beautification, then it's not called choresh at all. So that's why Rashi says over there in Kuf Gimel that lo ichbasle is mutter. Because if it's lo ichbasle, you don't have proactive, positive, 100% kavana, that I want the beautification, then it's not called choresh. But generally by all the other malachas, lo ichbasle will be usher. So Rashi was only commenting by what Choresh. The Tosfos has it, and I ain't giving them the base by Kotzer. That Kotzer, Kavana is part of the very fabric of what? Of Kotzer. Tosfos also says it by Dosh, that if you don't have Kavana, it's not called Dosh. So certain Malachas that the Kavana is part of the very fabric of the Malacha. If you don't have it, it's considered to be a problem. The Rambam writes in the Perish Mishnayos that only things that are detached from the ground that I'm removing is you need full Kavana. But if things are part of the ground, the Rambam says, already, and you're detaching them, then you don't have to have kavana. You don't have to have kavana the opposite. It still would be usher. So the Rambam kind of limits it a little bit. But according to the Ramban, anything that is even mechubar lekark, if you need kavana liapos, if you don't have kavana for beautification, it's a problem. The Minchas Chinuch says, we're not talking about Malach of Choresh, we're talking about Kotzer. But if that's the case, we just answer the Stirim. How do we just answer the Stirim? How do we answer the Stirim in Rashi's? Exactly. Only by Choresh did he say Lo Ichbas Leh was Mutter. Because you're lacking the Kavana proactive of what? The positive in the Yafos. Correct.
Is
Usser. Well said. Correct. The Rambam limits that only to things of what that are already detached from the ground. When you plow things that are detached from the ground, you need Kavana for beautification. But if it's already in the ground, it's automatic. But the Ramban says, no, all Choresh, the Kavana is part of the fact. Tosfos applies it to Kotzer and also by Dosh.
So,
yes.
Right, those malachos like Kotzer, Dosh, and Choresh by those shitas, Mamish, it's not like a psikresha, a Dorjan, it was
kavan, nothing.
It's a nothing. It's a,
correct.
It's a matiron.
Exactly. If you don't have kavan, it's a zero. Well yeah. Said. Well said. Yes, Tani.
Rabbi, answer my question.
Got it? Yes, go ahead. See, what do you say?
When we say kavan, we're talking about the last one Shabbos here? We're talking
about kavana. Kavana. We're talking about kavana.
So, Rabbi, why don't we apply, I mean, we did a couple of days ago, that Rambam, that if it's a. And it's detached from the ground by the
Anavim
on Shabbos and Yontif, what would the problem be according to the Rambam? Is that negative Mishnah?
Why is that?
Because I thought Rabbi was saying that it's only detaching something that like from the ground.
Right, but we said according to Rambam it's only the Rabbanan the whole Shabbos, Sak and Mana. Only if you make a Kli who's the Rice, this is not a Kli.
So the Rambam would also, but isn't that
this is only the Rabbanan?
Negative Mishnah that's saying in Matim Yontif?
No, in Matim Yontif is only the Rabbanan.
It's only
the Rabbanan. Only the Rabbanan, Ramo said. Yeah. It's like a Shavuos, it's like the Rash. Yeah. Very good. Okay. So that's number seven. The steering by Lo Ich Beslei. Number eight. Number eight is the last thing is the steering the Rashba. Okay. Number eight was the steering the Rashba. What do we say the Rashba said by the deer? What do we say that Rashi said by the deer? It's mutter, yes? You have an element of bitachon, you have the element of the deer. Bitachon is mutter, deer is usher. If you have two elements, what the Rashi say, it's not a secret, it's mutter. The Chalkas Yoh, the Sakachova Rebbe's Talmud, Simin Yud Aleph.
What's deer again?
Tzvi.
Deer.
A deer.
A deer, yeah. D-E-E-R. Sweet. You close your fence in your farm. You close your fence in the backyard. For security purposes, what's in there?
A deer.
A deer. So I have an element of heter for bitachon. I have an element of iser because I'm enclosing the deer. Bitachon is security. Betach. For security purposes. Not doing it to enclose for the deer. So therefore, Rashba says not a psychrecious mutter. Ron said it is a psychrecious.
Yeah, I missed it before I was out.
Okay. So listen to this. The Chalkas Yoav and Shimon Shkop, Ksuba Simon Dalaskastir. The Rashba says in Beya, Halamit Vavam and Alf, Chalkas Yoav and Shimon Shkop. They ask a steer in the Rashba. The Rashba in Beya, Halamit Vavam and Alf says, when you spread that sheet over the beehive, it's mutter. Just have in mind not to capture the bees. So Rashba says, what are you talking about? How does that help? It's a psychration. What do you mean? The Gemara itself calls it a psychration. Must be the Rashba that different gears in the Gemara in Beit. And therefore, he must have not have it in his Gemara. The Gemara asked that it was a psychration. So it comes out. You know what the Rashba says? Listen to this. You know why it's not a psychration? Because there's a little hole there. There's a hole that the bees can get out. So as long as there's a little hole the bees can get out, therefore it's not a psychration. So what do you see from the Rashba? What do you see from the Rashba in Be'avra? That he has to stand on his head to tell me why it's not a psychration, because why? There's a little hole for the bees to get out. According to Rashba's theory by the deer and Shabbos, if you have a dvar, a totsos heter, totsos sitzer, what's a din? It's mutter anyway. So what does he need to stand on his head in Be'ah and say there's a hole for the bees to get out? To steer in the Rashba. Mom is to steer in the Rashba. You're the Kasha, Matthew? Adam, you got it? What did the Rashba say when you close the fence in your property? For bitachon is heter, for the deer is usher. What's it din? Mutter. What is here? Same thing. I want to save the honey, but I capture the bees. Why does the Rashba say it's not a psik ratio? Because there's a hole. Even if it wouldn't be a hole, still should be mutter. Steer in Rashba. The Gemara calls it a psik ratio, we said earlier, remember? The Rashba asked and said, how could it be? It's a psikration. What do you mean the Gemara that calls it a psikration? Must be the Rashba had a different gears than the Gemara in Bay.
Didn't the Avnezer say, because that's the only way you're going to trap these bees, and that's like the normal way, as opposed to the deer, you can like go in and like trap it. So
No. The Avnezer was limiting the Rashba. The Avnezer limited the Rashba. That's all that's been on Grama. That's all.
Open Yashiv and Ogeya.
Yeah, because you're capturing
it. That's the normal way that you're going to capture.
You're capturing straight up, Lamaisa. You're capturing straight up, Lamaisa. So that's why it's considered to be what? It's considered to be, that's why the Gemara Bay says it's usher, right? We consider it to be, what I'm saying to you is that the Rashba in Beya himself, says that case is considered to be mutter. He calls it not a psikration. He had a different gear to the Gemara. Gemara Bay calls it a psikration, that it's usher. You follow me? But the Rashba asks, it's a psikration. What do you mean the Gemara calls it a psikration? He had a different gear to the Gemara. So he says the reason why that's mutter the case in Beya is because there was a hole for the bees to get out. So why does he need to say that? Based on the Rashba and Shabbos, as long as there's two totsals, one this or one that, that's enough to make it mutter. Okay? The earlier we were working with what the Gemara said, he had a different gear to the Gemara. He claimed it was not a psikration. I'm saying it would be a psikration even without making that opinion there was a hole. Working within the Rashba's words himself, okay?
If he had the same gear set.
No, he didn't have the Gemara in Be'ah calls it a psikration. The Rashba asks it's a psikration. The Gemara calls it a psikration. Must be his Gemara did not say that it was a psikration. And he's asking why is it not a psikration? And he gives you an answer. So I'm saying within the theory of the Rashba, you wouldn't need to give his answer. Because according to the Rashi, as long as you have a totsas heter and totsas itzer, it's mutter anyway. You don't have to say there's a hole for the bees to get out. You follow me? So what's the answer? So there's a great Rosh Yeshiva in France, the Chabad Yeshiva in France, who wrote a sefer called Meital on all the malachas. I have all the svarim, beautiful set of svarim. So he wants to say the following answer, based on the Beis Yosef. He wants to say that there are two types There's two types of tzad going on here. The Gemara in Beya is talking about the following. The Gemara in Beya is talking about the following. Halacha l'maaseh. It's talking about the situation where l'maaseh. It's talking about the situation where it's makom, where it lives. So if you don't grab the bees with your hands, it's still usher, because that's where they live. And even here on Miskaven, it's usher, because that's considered a maisa tzad, because that's where they live. And therefore, according to the Rashba, even if you have an element of isser and heter, it still will be usher if it's its place of habitat. And that's where bees live. So even if you have a dvar heter, because I want to cover the honey, it's still going to be usher. Whereas by the case of the deer, is that where the deer lives? The deer doesn't live in my backyard. The deer lives out in the wilderness. So therefore, it's not considered tzad unless I grab it with my own hands. Therefore, if I have an element of heter and an element of isser, it makes it mutter. If I have an element of heter and an element of isser, it makes it mutter. So it depends whether it's a makom seidasim. Is it makom seidasim? That's what he wants to say based on the Beis Yosef. Makom seidasim is the case of the vorer, the bees. Okay? So that's the case of the devash. But in the case of what? The case of the tzvi is makom lav seidasim. It's not their place of what? It's not their place of habitat, and therefore if I have a dvar isser, dvar heter, makes it mutter. So there's no steer in the Rashba either. There's no steer in the Rashba either. This is what the Meital wants to say in Malach of Tzad, Simon Vav, based on the Beis Yosef, and Simon Shin Tet Zayin. Because the Torah says, Rishin the Baal Trumas to the Mordechai, it's usher to close the box where there's Ruvim. So he says it's usher to spread the sheet over the bees. Why is that? Because that's their place of habitat. In the case of the bees, at least. Okay? But in the case of the flies, Lamaisa, in the case of the flies, Lamaisa, it might be until you actually grab its hand. Case of the flies, actually, until you actually grab it with its hand. The same as the deer. So the theory of Totsasa, Totsetter is when it's not the place of a habitat. So then the Varheter is glaring, therefore it makes a mutter. But in a situation where I'm dealing with the beehive, which is the place of their habitat, the Varheter is not enough to make a mutter. That's why I have to stand on my head at him and say there's a hole there. So if there's a hole there, then it's mutter, because the bees can get out. It's not a secretion anymore. Yes, go ahead, Adam. Go ahead, Matthew.
Rabbi, this sounds a little similar to the case we had earlier in the year about building a sukkah under a tree.
Yes.
And if you build a sukkah under a tree that's there already, then it's going to be puzzle from the get-go. But if you build a tree, build a sukkah, and then a tree grows and stops the sukkah, then it's fine.
Well, we said it would depend on certain rules of the shades, correct.
But isn't that similar that, like, because of the bees' natural habitat, you can't just go in there?
Could be, but this depends on the melech of tzad. This depends on a similar thing. It's a good
it's good ashva,
but it depends on the regulations of tzad. Very good. So this is the chiddush we want to bring out. I want you to get this down. And how do we paskin lach l'maisa? Now we got to get the chumash. How do we paskin on psik reish lo nikhalei? How do we paskin l'dinah? Psik reish lo nikhalei is what? Is mutter only if it's an issur d'rabbanan you're talking about. So we only hold like the aruch against our taisvus, if what? If it's an issur d'rabbanan what we're talking about. It's an issur d'oraisa, you don't want to rely on the aruch. It's an issur d'rabbanan you want to talk about, then it's considered to be mutter. So like a refrigerator. Opening a refrigerator might kick the motor on, so that's a psik reish d'lo nichlei. I don't want the motor on, I could care less. I don't need it to kick on. As long as it's plugged in and it's cold. I don't need it to kick it on. So my opening it on, doesn't it trigger that? It's a psik reish lo nichlei. Well, is that an issur d'rabbanan issur d'oraisa? Electricity we usually hold like Rishon Mazalman. There's no light, that it's an issur d'rabbanan. So psik reish on an issur d'rabbanan, we'll say we'll be made. If there was a light that went on in the fridge, then we don't rely on it. Because a light is an issur d'oraisa, that's havara. As long as it's a light bulb, it's an LCD, it's d'rabbanan. But if it's a light bulb, it's d'oraisa.
If you relied on the aruch,
then it would be mutter. But we don't rely on the aruch straight up if you're dealing with nisid rice. Only with nisid rabbanan. But that's the aruch lom de soshana achrisi. That's a psik reish lo nichlei. Our Tosfos says no. Psik reish lo nichlei is asa min rabbanan. What makes it mutter? The tzorach mitzvah. Yes. Those are two. The second and third way we learn up the teretz of the gemara. Yes, you to go ahead quick. Then we gotta get the chumash.
With an LED bulb, we would make it like the same way we make it with the fans.
Yes, LED bulb is the rabbanan. It's like electricity. Chazanish held it was deraisa because of bone, you're building a circuit. But we generally hold like Rav Shlomo Zalman against the Chazanish, that electricity is only the Rabbanan. He wrote a whole kuntras against the Chazanish. Chazanish said that building electricity is building a circuit is bona. He held respectfully, he was the God of the door to Chazanish. Reb Shlomo Zalman was a younger man, but he wrote a whole kuntras to say for saying the elders only in Sidra Rabbanan. So putting in a fan, which a fan is always my example that it's electricity, there's no light there. So is that the Rabbanan Dereisa? Because he says the Dereisa, Shlomo Zalman says the Rabbanan. The fridge case is the Rabbanan, unless it's a light bulb. Okay? So that's generally why we're making to open up fridges.
Is there any objective reality that we can ask like an electrical engineer and be like, is it Bona creating a circuit? Or that's just...
It's a shah halachically. Halachically.
Do we see...
Do we view it as that? Because Anish claimed it did, but someone's not an argument.
You have to look at what...
Yes, quickly.
I asked Rashad about the water fountains. He said there's no... He said ask the guy, like the janitor. That's what he said.
It's not
all work
still. Okay, I don't know. All right.
So he said.
So why don't you ask him what we said? If it's only electricity is only the Rabbanan, why is it not a secret shalom nichol?
I was saying that. I'm okay.
Secret shalom nichol is mutter. Okay. You have to ask him that. That's the din. I want you to understand. That's just stam. Yes or no? I'm asking you. We were just at a whole mahalach. Why secret shalom nichol is mutter? Well, only on Yisrael Rabbanan.
When I asked him, but I didn't know that. Also, he didn't say anything.
Okay. All right. So you'll ask him now. Okay, let's get to Chumash now. Let's get to Chumash. Okay. Today is Yom Ha'atzmaut. We know how important Eretz Yisrael is. And the Ramban writes that the Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is heightened when it comes to Eretz Yisrael. He appoints all Sarim, officers, Malachim, and all the other nations of the world. But he himself, and Eretz Yisrael, B'chvodo B'atzmaut. This is why the Ramban says, the Rambam writes as well, that Tumas Batim, Tzaras on houses and begadim is only near its throat. Because Ashkocha, it's miraculous. The whole din of Tzaras is miraculous, says the Rabban. But it's only in a place where there's heightened Ashkocha, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us messages. And the Rabban himself writes that living in Eretz Yisrael is obligatory. You all have to make Aliyah at the end of the semester. That's the Rabban. Ramosha Eldos like Sitzis. That if you live there, the Ramban says, if you live there, you get a mitzvah kumis like tzitzis. If I wear a foregram, it's a mitzvah. Now you should put yourself in that obligation. But it's not like tefillin. Ramosha was with damit tzitzis, the yishuv eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara in Erkin has seven aveiras. Why tzaras happens. Seven different aveiras. And I want to speak about one that's not well known. Everyone knows Lashon Hara. Everyone knows Gaiva. But there's one called tzaras ayin. Stinginess.
Who says this?
The Gemara and Erkin Daf Tet Zayin. And the Pontiker Rav points out, it says in the Parsha Tzaruah. Doesn't call him Tzaira, it calls him Tzaruah. What is this driving at? So, someone who's who is very, he's miserly, doesn't want to give, stingy. You have Tzara Zayin. You never want to help anyone else. All you are is Mr. Me. That's what Tzaras Ayin is. One of the midos of the Kinyanim in the Torah are Lev Tov, a good heart. Lev Tov's gematria is 49. Lev Tov is 49. You have to be a giver. You cannot be a person that's stingy. A person that's stingy gets saras, God forbid. And that's what it means, tsarua. Tsarua is from the word tsaras ayin. You always want to take care of yourself. You yourself foremost. You have a sweatshirt that says, Mr. Me. All you do is care about yourself. There was a guy who wrote a letter to the Stipler complaining about something. You know what he wrote back to him? He says, you know how many times I count in your letter the word I or me? 40 times. Are you kidding me? You have a conversation with the guy, the whole conversation is all about yourself. Did you ever ask about the other guy? I remember Moshe Brown, Shlita, the great Gaon, once said, a Mitzrayer is banished from all three machines. He has to even live by himself. He can't be with other Mitzrayim. Greatest thing in the world. Sit in a bungalow with the Shtender, with the Shas, Rambam, no one bothers him, nothing. That's an Aveira? He's like a mace? In the Darn, a Mitzrayer's Kemes? Yes. That's not the way a life of a Yid, of a Ben Torah. You're supposed to be moving a Prius. You're supposed to care about other people, not only about yourself. Now the Gemara quotes in Yevamos, why did Talmid Rabbi Akiva die? Because they didn't give cover to one another. That, everyone knows that Gemara. But do you know what the Medrash says? You know what the Medrash says? Because of Tzaras Ayin. They hoarded the Torah. They didn't want to teach the Torah. They want to keep it for themselves. They didn't want to give shir. They wanted to learn the Torah all themselves. You know what the great Hasidic Rebbe once said? One of the great Hasidic Rebbes? Al tachzik tovel atzmacha ki lekach no tzarta. You learn a lot of Torah. Teach the Torah. Teach it. Lilmon amras lame. Adam l'amol yulad. What is l'amol? Abbreviation for Lilmon amanas l'lamed. L'amol. Lamed ayin mem lamed. Lilmon amanas l'lamed. Learn a notion of teaching. You'll learn a lot of Torah. Teach the Torah. It's an issue to hoard the Torah. That's why they died, the Medrash says. They died a different reason than the Bavli. Because they weren't wanting giving. Forgetting. Forgetting in Yiddish means to give over. Give of yourself. What can I get for myself out of this? In the deal. In the business deal. What do I get for myself? What's in it for me? Me and I. That's Tzaras Ayin. That's Tzaras. Minat Tzarua. That must be eradicated from us. We're in the time period to be a Lev Tov. To give, to be a good heart, a giving heart. You want to be a person that gives in learning and in chesed, Torah's chesed, the Pasuk says. You're supposed to be a person that gives. When people talk about you, you want that to be told about you. That you're a giving person. You care about someone else. You're not into yourself. You know, Eliezer was a model of this. Eliezer, even though he wanted his daughter, his own personal daughter, Mary Yitzchak, no way. No way. He kept giving over. What's the best thing for Yitzchak? He conquered himself. He was the tikkun. He got out of the klala. Whereas Ham, what did Ham do? He was castrates his father Noach. Because you know what? He didn't want Noach to have another boy. Because he would have less Yerusha. Can you imagine this? Eliezer was the opposite of Ham. They were not Sar. Eliezer was Saras Ayin. Ham was Saras Ayin. And this is what the Potika Rav points out. When you go through the Shnai Mikra, double Parsha, it's very interesting. Because first it mentions Nige Adam, then it mentions Nige Begadim, and then it mentions Nige Batim. We have a general klal. Hashem never tries to deal out punishments with your body first. He starts with the property, starts with the clothes, and then lastly, if you don't get the message, God forbid, the person. And here in the Chumash, it's the opposite order. You know what the Patek Rav says? Because to this guy who's stingy, what's more important? His cash, his gelt, or his own body? His cash. So Hashem says, I'm such a merachem that I'm going to punish according to commensurate to what your perspective is. This guy who's so stingy, he's going to go with his body first, and then his begotten, and then lastly his cars. Even when Hashem meets out the punishment, it's a form of achmanus. But we must eradicate this. This is the first message I wanted you to get through to you. That the Tzaras Ayin, and do you know what happened on Pag Omer? Was a cessation of the dying. Because of Shimon Bar Yochai, what did he give us? He gave us the Zohar! He gave! What a giving! He gave us the Zohar! The greatest tikkun of being stingy. The opposite, the antithesis of being stingy, gave us the Zohar. The Hilulah Reb Rashbi, Bar Yochai, he gave us the Zohar. He gave. He was a Lev Tov. When that happens, there's a cessation of the dying. I'm telling you, you must get this in your persona. Not to be a Mr. Me. We must eradicate it. It's unpleasant, and it's not nice. And this is one of the things we need to be misaken. Number one message. Number two, you must be a person that is mavakish rachamim for others. Tumi Yikrit says in the Parsha. He's closed off in Shamayim. Hashem doesn't listen to his tefillahs. other people must daven for the mitzvah. Other people, that's also part of the giving, that you daven for them. You need something, this other guy needs something. Well, daven for him first. If you daven for him first, you'll get it first. It's not as a shtick, but sincerely. This guy needs a shidduch, this guy needs a shidduch. Daven for him. Daven for yourself secondly. Because again, you care, you have a leiv tov. Doesn't start with you, it starts with the other guy. And when you say that what starts at home doesn't mean yourself, it means your family. That's why it's calling out the Ravakish Rachim. That's the second message. And the last message is, strange din appears in this, is that if the person has his whole body tzaras, it's not tzaras, I'll be din. You know why? Because he's not a phony. One of the elements of a person that's a Lashon Hara is like he's sneaky, speaks behind your back. You know, he does things that aren't right. He's always playing games. He's not being sincere. He's being an echad v'peh v'echad b'lev. He's being a phony. And since he's not sincere, that's part of a person that's a baal lashon hara. That he's always what planning and scheming, and you speak in such a manner that is considered to be what? Considered to be lashon hara. And you slander, and you gossip, and you're echad b'peh v'echad b'lev. You're different in your heart, what's in your mouth. That person is a baal lashon hara. He has saras on some of his body. But a person that has saras on all of his body, he is what he is. As people say that line, right? It is what it is. He's not a phony. He's not a faker. Part of the mahus of the mitzvah of a baal lashon hara, or the person that's involved in these averis, guy, if you look up the Gemara, seven averis, is because you're a faker, you're a phony. We work on these elements of being a forgiver, a giver, a leif toiv, not a person that's sarasanish, stingy and miserly. If you work on the notion of vakish rachamim for others, the guy has saras all over his head. It's terrible. He's mevakish rachamim. Other people daven for him. And lastly, the notion of what of being what? Not being a phony. Being sincere. As evident, if he has it all over his body, then it's not saras. This is the way we prepare ourselves. 49 gates of Tumah. 49 gates. 49 days you prepare yourself for Kabbalah Sotir. And that's the essence of Yom HaTzimut. The appreciation of Eretz Yisrael. To know it, you learn there, to have appreciation. Whether you say Hallel, it's no steer if you said Tachanun. Tachanun is a chelik of Shmon Esrei. If you say halal after davening, it's fine without a bracha. If you say halal with a bracha, respect that. If you don't say halal, respect that too. But you have an appreciation of the godless of Eretz Yisrael, that the chayalim that died al kiddush Hashem, to have this hakaras tov, to realize that there's a miraculous din of tzaras that only applies in Eretz Yisrael because the hashkacha is heightened, is amazing. Everyone knows you go to Eretz Yisrael, you can feel hakaras baruch hu. It's that appreciation, this day, that's day to have a karas atov. Whether you say halal or not, everyone has to have a karas. Look how much Torah is being learned now here at Yisrael. So, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the kaiches that we implant in our persona to be givers, to mevakash rachim for others, to be sincere and not phonies, and to have the appreciation of how special and unique the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is in our lives, and how appreciative we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good Shabbos. Sunday, we'll continue the show. Okay? This is